1690. Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I'm your host, the White Boy with Sauce. How are y'all feeling tonight? It's been a crazy few days. I don't know if you guys realized it, but like, we've had some crazy weather. Like, it's been really bipolar. What would you describe it as? It's just like, it's all over the place. You don't know where it's going. It's like a weird situationship that you can't get rid of. But not the point. We have great new music tonight, and we also have a very long-awaited, highly anticipated interview with the one and only Bad Kenny. But before we get into that interview, we have two new songs. One of them is from Trey, called My Mind. You know, Trey was also on our show and a few months ago. Shout out to him. Awesome guy. Awesome music. Can't wait to hear more from him. And we have a newcomer tonight called Lia, called La Galère. I hope I pronounced that right. I just found her a few days ago, like, just scrolling on IG. I was doom scrolling. But you know what, bro? Her music is insane. Y'all, I can't wait for you guys to hear what she sounds like, and like, honestly, hopefully we can get her on the show one day. That would be crazy. It would be amazing if we could, because you know what, it's really, really insanely cool. So yeah, like, hope you guys are excited just as much as I am, and let's get right into it. This is La Galère by Lia on 1690 AM The Come Up. Let's run it.
Tu trouveras la bonne juste après moi. En trois mois, dans tes yeux, je verrai des étincelles comme à chaque fois. On m'a jeté un sort, c'est la même histoire. T'emballe pas, ce qui entre nous sera temporaire. Ne m'en veux pas.
Viens-moi, j'ai le vertige, dirige ma vers la sortie. Tu vas finir dans les archives des amours de ma vie. Défais pas ta valise, les connexions sont hors ligne. J'entends le son de ligue et je vois le temps qui file.
And we tidying, yeah. People coming in, yeah. Tell me what you, baby, what you coming in, huh? Where your head or the south, where they stepping in? While the music playing, would you be vibing? No time, baby, let me start touring. We be filling it up, just pouring and pouring. Got a lot on my mind, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to decide. Reminiscing about the things and the choices of my life. Baby girl done changed, ain't changing our life. Done changing my life, oh, whoa. Came at the same night, oh, no. Temptation on the door, oh no. God help me now, oh wow. Gotta keep my focus. No lies, won't don't gotta force it. Gotta things on my mind. Gotta think about it once, man, twice. lot of things, but I meant it. Think 100 problems, they ain't tryna fix it. I ain't tryna fix a smile when I meant it. I will always come back if you want it. People better know, they better think it twice. Better think about it, cause it better change your life. You better discern it, be careful. All blessings don't come just from God, oh, yeah. Better keep your mind up, yeah. Better keep your head up, yeah. Might have to discern it, yeah. Discern, discern, discern. Discern, 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 yeah. Gotta keep your mind just safe. Just say, just say, just say, yeah. In these moments when we had to pray. Just pray, just pray, just pray, yeah. Yeah, been a minute since you've been on my mind. Take a minute while we saving all the time. Getting close and we tidying, yeah. People coming in, yeah. Tell me what you, baby, what you coming in, huh? Why your head or the self, what they stepping in? While the music playing, we should be vibing. No time, baby, let me start touring. We be filling it up, just pouring and pouring. Got a lot on my mind, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to decide. Reminiscing about the things and the choices of my life. Baby girl done changing, changing, alright.
1690, that was My Mind by Trey and La Galère by Leah. Two back-to-back bangers. What a crazy way to start off the night. And now, without further ado, guys, it is my honor and privilege to introduce to you the guest of the week. Give it up for Bad Kenny. How are y'all feeling, man?
Yes, sir.
Yo, we made it, bro.
Bro, we made it, bro. It's been, what, since January?
Since January. We've been in touch since January,
yeah,
bro.
That's what's crazy, bro. Like, it was the first time, like, I started, like, posting content. And then, like, seriously. And then out of nowhere, you just, like, DM me, like, yo, I fuck with your music.
Out of the blue. Yo, honestly, yeah. It was, like, it was meant to be.
Exactly.
It was meant to be. Exactly. This moment, it all led to this exact moment right here. And where I kicked your ass in Mario Kart.
Let's not talk about that. You know what I mean?
Don't worry about it. So, tell the viewers about yourself. Who is Bad Kennedy?
So, Bad Kenny is me. And I make music about really real experiences and just, like, feelings that I go through and stuff. And really, what I want to do with my music is to speak for myself and then hopefully get people to relate to that, and then they can speak through it themselves, you know what I mean?
100%. Music is mostly just like you expressing emotions and feelings,
yeah,
and like other people can also relate to that feeling. It's
like a canvas.
Exactly,
you paint on it, you know.
Exactly. And people can appreciate that art and feel something about it.
Exactly.
How long have you been making music for?
So December 27th 2021.
Damn, that's a very specific day. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, because I remember it was 2021. I found my dad's mic. I was like, yo, I've been wanting to make this. I had a friend of a friend who actually was making music. And I was like, shit, if he can make it, then I can make it too, you know? So I was like, I have to make a song by the end of 2021. If I don't, then I give up this. So I decided I made a song. You know, I didn't have FL Studio or anything back then. So I just used Audacity.
Okay.
And I made the song, and it's still on SoundCloud to this day. So Kidney Failure, you know. First song.
Honestly, that's a good name for like a first song, honestly. There's a charm to it.
I mean, the name, you know, it has its own kind of like myth onto it, you know what I mean?
What was that song about? Was it about kidney failure?
Yeah, it was about kidney failure. I had like a whole sample of like what kidney failure is and shit.
You sampled someone like having
like a YouTube video of
really?
Like kidney, yeah, like it was a whole thing.
How did that sound?
Sound good. I mean, then what happened was I started dropping a couple songs just like with a terrible like mix and master, right? But an old friend of mine that I met elementary school, he was making music too, and he found it and he was like, yo, I like your stuff and I feel like you have potential. And he basically like took me under his wing. He gave me his preset, and from that point on, it's been up from here, you know.
100%. Yo, honestly, once you get like that one person that can help you, or not just help you but like give you support, I feel like it can make such a huge difference. But honestly, like I like your trajectory. I like how your music has progressed without like just a few months. It's been like what, 5 months?
Yeah,
six
thank
months?
You
it's crazy. Would you do a song called Kenny Stones?
I actually thought of that.
Really?
I actually thought of that. Like, I have, like, a lot of ideas. Kidney stones, kidneys bleeding, you know, like, everything about kidneys, you know? Like, it's a weird name, so I might as well use it, you know?
Honestly, but that's cool, but it's unique. It stands out. I mean, why that name specifically?
It was my username on GTA. It's the only reason. It was actually King Kidney, but it sounded a bit stupid, so I was like, Bad Kidney, why not?
Honestly, both have a charm.
Yeah,
could be an alter ego, King Kidney.
Exactly, yeah. I have, like, King Kidney, Kid Kidney, like, all the kidneys, you know?
My gamer tag on GTA was a bit, like, it was like Big Papa Matt 69. I was like, oh, this is horrible.
Yo, you have to use that again, bro.
Then I changed it to Kenny Powers, or the Kenny Powers.
Oh, okay.
From, you ever watch of Eastbound and Down?
No, I haven't.
Ah! It's amazing. Danny McBride?
No.
Ah!
Yeah, I know. I have to, like, get on the culture, but I have to, like watch some movies and stuff.
Okay, but you ever watch This Is the End?
Yeah, no, of
course. Okay, the guy with the curly hair.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay, wait, hold on. Yeah, okay, yeah.
The guy that enslaves Channing Tatum.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I know that
Channing
one, yeah.
Channing Tatum, bro, he made him my Gitmo.
Yeah, no, I know that movie. Yeah, I watched it with my sisters. That shit fire.
It was fire. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
But yo, speaking about film specifically, your music has a story to it. Well, like, your music video specifically, there's like lore to it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So let's talk about that. What was the process behind that? Why choose this approach?
So I always have been a fan of movies and of filmmaking. I actually wanted to be like a YouTuber / filmmaker before.
Me too.
You see?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, for those who didn't see, we just dapped each other up.
Yeah,
so
it was lit.
Yeah, so I wanted to like make movies, and then you know, I found music. I love music. And I was like, I want to tell a story. And my favorite thing about new music dropping is always the rollout. It was when artists, they actually put in the effort to make a rollout that makes sense and that brings you into a world. So I wanted to make that. And so I felt that also, because I wanted to tell a story of, like, you know, it's a pretty, I would say, you know, somewhat serious story with mental health and stuff. I wanted to kind of have a visual representation of that for people to follow a bit better. You know what I mean?
Right. No, 100%. It's all about narrative in a way. It's it's a story. I feel like, in a way, some songs are like pieces. Like, your song specifically, they're like chapters in like a big story. And now, let me ask you this. Like, would you ever do like your own short film per se that would lead up to an album or like a song?
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely something that I am planning to do. Even this current album, I'm still thinking of, once it's fully rolled out, of ways to expand on that and to really show a better kind of overview of the entire world. Like, I'm going to be honest, a lot of the stuff that you see, all the stories that you see in my music videos, they're kind of on the go. Like, I just think, okay, this would be cool this time, you know? But obviously later down the line with a new album, I definitely want to do like something a bit more where I have already like a plan of like a beginning, middle, and end that's more structured in a way.
Cohesive, per se.
Exactly.
Honestly, yeah, because like sometimes it could be like a Christopher Nolan type of like narrative structure where like it ended where it began.
Exactly, yeah.
But like, honestly, I like that. And what can you tell us about this album?
Well, this current album, Nephron Location. So for those who don't know, actually, Nephron is a part of the kidney. So it's actually part of that. So Nephron Location, the whole point of it is basically it's inside the kidney. So it's kind of like inside my head, what I've been going through. And actually, the first song of this album, which is coming out like in, 2 days, actually?
Really?
Is the first song I made for that back in 2023.
Damn.
So this album's been like in the works for like 3 years now. And what I really wanted to tell was really just like how I was in like a dark space and how over the years I managed to kind of put myself out of that and then turn that into music and turn that into something beautiful, you know?
I like that. You repurposed it.
Exactly.
You recycled it into something new, something beautiful, something inspiring even.
Exactly.
Honestly, I like that a lot. I think it's very inspiring.
Thank you.
I think it's really cool. And let me ask you this. So since you're somewhat of a movie buff, do you have top 3 favorite movies? Or movies that it like influenced the album or like your music style per se?
So I would say that like my life in general, for sure, it was the Avengers movies. I mean, I love the Avengers movies. The movie I wanted to make as a kid actually was an Iron Man movie.
Type shit.
And, like, I thought, like, I was like, what, like 10 maybe? I thought in my head, I was for sure like, yo, I'm gonna make this movie. Then they're gonna like hire me to like write the next Avengers film. So like that for sure. I have to say, like, Infinity War and Endgame, I cried at Endgame. So, you know,
I feel you, bro.
Another movie that I really like, I watched it recently actually, was Jennifer's Body. I think it's a really good movie.
Never watched it.
It's a really good movie. Like, I didn't know much about it before, but like, it's actually a really good movie. I like the cinematography behind it. Another movie that I like, honestly, it's hard to pick. Honestly, it's really hard to pick. But I love comedy. Like you mentioned, This Is the End. Pineapple Express is really good.
Yeah, dude, I love that. Danny McBride's in that movie too.
Okay, yeah, bye. I'm not good with names. Like I told you before, I'm not good with names. But yeah, I there you go. So Pineapple Express,
it's an amazing movie.
The Interview. You know, ironic, you know, that we're in an interview. But yeah, so I'd say movies definitely influence a lot. Games as well. But the thing is, like, I really love just like taking different art and then like repurposing it into like my music and into like my videos and stuff, you know?
Right, no, 100%. There's a charm that comes to it.
Yeah.
There's like influences from not just like from movies, but like, and not even just TV shows, but like just like everyday life, like
exactly,
culture,
yeah.
Everything. Like back in the day, back when I used to be like in my writing bag, I like pre-wrote a whole album. Like I called it Frontier, and it's basically just like rap Django.
Oh wow!
It's like,
oh, yeah, we have to hear that live on air,
bro. But I don't know. I was kind of cooking something up yesterday with Mario, actually. Woo-hoo! Yo, but it's not about that album. But honestly, I love that. I love especially how like you can create a world just out of like not just music, but also just like out of anything. And
yeah,
there's a charm that comes to it. I'm just really like interested to see your take on Iron Man, low key.
Bro, Iron Man is the best superhero in my opinion.
Oh bullshit.
Okay, who's the best then?
Spider-Man.
I mean, I'm not mad at that. Look, okay. I'm not mad at that. Like, I'm not gonna debate you for that, but like, I just feel like, I mean, at least for me, like, Iron Man is like, I like his like confidence, you know, the fact that the way he carries himself, and I feel like that kind of, that's not who I am, but that's who I strive to be, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be like the guy that has kind of like, that takes the room in, but also still has like a likable personality, you know?
100%. There's something very charming to his personality that you want to be him, but the problem is he's also a person that doesn't want to be him.
Like, yeah,
in the comics, he suffers a lot with
alcoholism,
his persona of whether Iron Man is even needed, and like his own ego too. So
yeah,
like, it's really cool where everyone wants to be him, but he doesn't even want to be him either.
Exactly.
I think what gravitated me towards Spider-Man, mostly because also like most people feel like this, is like they can see themselves within,
I mean,
Spider-Man.
Yo, no disrespect to Spider-Man, he's like one of, like, in my top five for sure,
100%.
I played the hell out of Spider-Man 2.
Really?
Yeah,
me too.
Like,
yeah.
Bro, I love that game. Yeah, I feel like superheroes, they kind of tell you and they kind of like show hyper version of real life. They show you a hyper version of your own struggles, and that kind of helps you cope and also get better as a person, you know?
It makes you strive to be someone you want to be.
Exactly.
Do you have a top five?
Top five.
Marvel, DC.
Yeah. Iron Man, I have to go. Well, not, no order, but Iron Man, Spider-Man. I gotta go Batman as well.
100%.
Really good. I gotta go, man, off the top of my head, Daredevil's really good.
Yeah.
And I mean, The Punisher, I love the show. Punisher's really good.
Punisher's a great show.
Yeah, really good.
If I had a top five, okay, Spider-Man, 100%. Low-key, I've been in my DC bag for a minute. So, Mr. Miracle.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know who that is, but it's by
yeah,
New Gods.
Yeah, Mr. Miracle. It sounds familiar.
It's, okay, him, so Mr. Miracle, Spider-Man. Low-key, I've been getting more and more bigger on the Superman.
Yeah, Superman's really good. The movies was really
movie's
good.
Movies amazing.
Yeah.
I was so excited to see it. Batman, I have my love hate relationship with it. You can either be, it depends who writes him.
Yeah, for sure.
Because like, I don't like him edgy. Like, I used to love. You ever watch the TV show Brave and the Bold?
I didn't watch Brave and the Bold, but
it's just campy shit.
Right,
like,
right.
Just like,
yeah.
Hero of the Week. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But three more. Oh no, sorry, two more. Loki, Wolverine.
Yeah, I forgot to mention Wolverine.
Wolverine is
Yeah, he was
great
like my
character.
Goat as a kid. He was my goat as a kid.
Dude, he's such a great character. Like, I mean, also depends on who writes him.
Of course.
But okay, one more. Oh man. Loki Nightwing.
Yeah, Nightwing.
Nightwing is just such a cool character, and like I loved his recent run.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's the best Robin, like out of all of them.
100%.
Yeah, better than Damian Wayne. Like.
Okay, calm yourself. I think the best Robin, well, the one with the craziest lore, besides Nightwing, is a tie between Red Hood and Damian Wayne.
I gotta go Jason Todd. Like,
Jason Todd, Red Hood.
Yeah. Jason Todd, Red Hood.
Dude, Arkham Knight is great. Yeah, but actually, it's a hit or miss.
Yeah,
it depends.
Yeah, but overall, like superheroes in general, they're just like, you know, like actually funny enough, like my song that's dropping soon is called Dark Knight. Ooh. Literally like in like 2 days, it's like how do you say it, and it's like mixed with like alternative rock and also like hip-hop, you know, so it's really good. It's gonna be Ooh. fire. I can show you after this is live. I can show you, bro.
Okay, yo, we're trying to get a sneak peek, bro. But yes. Yo, in the meantime, we're gonna play two of your songs. One of them just released recently called Till She Bleeds. And we also have one of my personal favorites from your catalog, Saint Laurent Murder.
Yeah,
I'm super excited, bro. So yo, Bad Kenny's radio debut, Saint Laurent Murder and Till She Bleeds, only on the come up, 1690. Let's get it.
Just if you see through. I fuck it till she bleeds. No pen in the middle. Wish you would all. I don't need a needle. Que paso, mami, I need me to the narrow.
Join us every Saturday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip, your weekly hour of Pink Floyd. I'm standing by the night. Loose the sands, I am catching. Racing around, come up behind you again. We've got to get out. Hey, I'm Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon, an hour of Pink Floyd. Floydian Slip, Saturday nights at midnight on 1690 CJLO.
Mwahahaha! I found the perfect time for evil! Sundays at 9 a.m.
Oh no, you don't!
What?
That time is reserved for the angelic tracks of Indie Past.
No!
Ha! I showed him! Sundays at 9 a.m. are safe with REVC, only on CJLO 1690 a.m.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passions since 2012.
FMFest is back on July 10, 11, 12. Join us at Sauterania and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead, The Show Continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
On Saturday, July 11th, you can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops Crops Crops, MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizah, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted, Quebec nihilism front, and Conflit Majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
From June 25th to July 4th, the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal invites you to 10 days of music and over 350 concerts right in the heart of the Quartier des Spectacles. See them for free at Place des Festivals. The Bar Brothers, Coco Rocco, Engin de Poitrine, Kamasi Washington, Naika, Willow, Larkin Poe, Saint Levant, Patrick Watson, Simino, and many others. Full lineup at montrealjazzfest.com. Presented by TD Bank Group in collaboration with Rio Tinto.
1690. We are back at it again, bro. Two back-to-back bangers by the one and only Bad Kenny. How
yes,
you
sir.
Feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Feeling amazing.
Feeling awesome, bro.
Awesome.
I'm feeling even better because I beat you at Mario Kart, bro.
All right, bro. All right, bro.
Bro, you know what? We have to give them context, bro. We've been going back and forth about this for, like, what, 3 months now?
Yeah. So I post, like, a bunch of, like, different content, and one of them is, like, a Mario Kart edit with, like, my lyrics on top of it. So this guy in my comments is like, yo, let me beat you on Mario Kart. I think that's how it went. So I had to stand my ground, you know, like, bro. But hey, I got humbled, bro. Like, I can't say anything,
dude. Everyone's been challenging me, and after we went back and forth on publicly on Instagram, you know, as grown men do,
exactly
type shit. And then, you know what? You weren't the only one that reached out. We got Caden from For the Art that was just like, yo, run it. I'm like, yo, run it, what's up? And after I beat him,
wow, okay.
So Caden, if you're listening, Caden, just know I beat you twice. Not the point.
Yo, we gotta run it back with him, bro.
Bro, I'm kicking both of y'all asses. I'm taking both of y'all at the same time.
Okay, let's do it then.
We're still talking about Mario Kart, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't. Oh, man. But no, honestly, bro, video games, especially the Wii, bro. The Wii
yeah,
is such
sure.
a a key part of my childhood. I don't know about you, bro. Yeah. Like, do you have like a favorite game besides Mario Kart?
Well, like I said already, Mario Brothers. I love that. I used to play with my childhood best friend. You know, like amazing game. We were stuck on the desert level for like 7 years. So you know.
Yes, me was actually the jungle one.
Oh, we never made it that far. We never made it that far,
dude. No, honestly, yeah. Me and my brother, I would always go as Mario because yeah. M for Mateo, and my brother would be like the little brother, so he goes Luigi. Yeah. And and screwed the two other toads. I don't know why they were just yellow and blue. No one gives a shit about those guys
for sure.
But no, honestly, insane childhood memories.
Absolutely.
From the Wii.
No, I also had an Xbox 360.
Okay, I know. I had an Xbox One. Okay, but the 360, I feel like I missed out. There were some classics.
Yeah, I mean, I missed out on the online multiplayer aspect of it because I didn't have Xbox Live.
Okay, no.
But I played... honestly, I played a lot of niche games, honestly. Like this game, Disney Infinity.
Yo, I had
Wait, you
that.
Played it, dude?
Yeah,
oh!
I had Disney Infinity 2.0.
I had 2 and 3.
There was a 3?
Yeah, with Star Wars.
Are you serious?
Not kidding.
You're bullshitting me. Wait.
No. I'm not kidding. You can check it right now.
Dude, no, you're lying.
No. 3.0 with Star Wars.
Oh, you're not even lying. Wait, they had Marvel in it too?
Yeah. I think you missed out, bro. I can't even lie.
Bro, I was more into Skylanders, though.
Yeah, I mean, I never had Skylanders, but I wanted it, you know, for sure.
Dude, I regret selling my... Dude, they're like, reselling them for, like, $100 each.
Oh, yeah. You have to keep them for at least, like, 20 years before you see the value, like, really go up.
I sold all of them when I was, like, 12. Me and my brother, we saved up. We sold all of them, and we bought Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh, yeah. That game's good. I like Battlefront 2 as well.
I like Battlefront 1 a lot more than 2.
Okay, I don't think I played... I think my friend played 1. I went to his house, but 2, I like played it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's decent. Are you big into Star Wars?
I wouldn't say I'm like huge, but I do know like quite a bit about it. Like I know the main episodes. I know like the characters and stuff.
Yeah, type shit. No, honestly, like I have the craziest love-hate relationship with that franchise.
Really? Yeah, because the movies are like, especially right now, they're kind of...
I despise Disney. Well, actually, okay, hang on. How do I phrase this without sounding horrible? The sequels just suck. Actually, episode 7 was actually very good.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the sequels definitely, like, put a stain on, like, the entire brand. And
I walked out of The Last Jedi at the end. Actually, no, sorry, not The Last Jedi. Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, I didn't go to the theater for it, but I like, turned it off, so, you know.
Don't blame me. So much about that movie pissed me off, bro. Yeah. Especially the ending. Who are you? I'm Rey. Ray who? I'm like, don't fucking say it. don't you dare. Ray Skywalker. After I just hear a bunch of people like, oh.
Yeah, we are the Jedi, you know?
We are the Jedi. We are the Flash.
Yeah.
We are Charlie Kirk. I had to, dude, I had to.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Oh, no. Bro, I found out my friend Kenny could actually do the Venom voice, and it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah,
he did that like randomly in the car. He's like, "Well, yeah." I was like, "Yo,
yeah, that's
no, chill out." We're in Walmart.
Yeah,
but no, that's funny. Honestly, bro, like, do you have a favorite franchise?
It has to be Marvel, honestly. Like,
Word. Okay, so MCU. Are you big into DC though?
Not as much as Marvel, for sure. Like, because I grew up with Lego Marvel Superheroes. That's why.
Whoa, yo, I played the shit out of that game.
Yeah, that game, like, the map is the best, like, I think, to this day.
100%.
Like, they had, like, the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, you know, they had everyone. Like, I didn't like the new ones, just like, I liked them, but, like, I didn't like them as much because they didn't have, like, the rest of the characters, you know?
Yeah, no, there was the Fox problem.
Yeah, yeah.
No mutants, no Fantastic Four. But, like, the OG one was crazy because my boy Black Suit Spider-Man was in it. And I was I was just main him. I was just, like, swinging around. But I've been playing, Lego Batman.
Yeah, I saw that on your story. I don't have it yet, but I want to buy it for sure.
Dude, it's so worth it.
Is it?
There's the abundance of Riddler
trophies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very annoying. I'm getting PTSD from Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
But it's honestly a great game. There's a lot of Easter eggs, which I like, from the movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep seeing on IG, you know, like all the... I see, like, the... I think Joker Burger or something like that. Like, the...
Crazy humble gun!
Yeah.
Bosnia. Oh, bro, Bosnia is crazy.
Yeah. Bad.
But speaking of the Dark Knight, let's talk about your song, Dark Knight. So, is there, like, a lore? Where does it fall into the lore of your universe?
Basically, right, if you look at the album so far, on one of my videos, I put the start of Act 2, which is where Till She Bleeds starts, and then it goes Dark Knight. Then the next one is Poltergeist sold separately. Then after it's new season, which is already out, actually. So that section is more kind of rock, alternative inspired. And where it stands, it's really a song. Like I said, it's the first song I made for the album all the way back in 2023. So it's really like the idea of like kind of being deep and just like feeling like, you know, you're in this hole that you can't get out of, you know, and like you're in this you're feeling like no one really understands you really, and you feel like you're making it awkward with people when it shouldn't really be.
100%. So that's the realest thing I've
ever
heard.
You know, so it's like one thing that like I live by really is that, like, you know, I fake it till I make it, you know. That's like my entire thing, you know what I mean? And it's like, when I was a kid, I wasn't the best socially. And, you know, I basically decided that, yo, I'm going to pretend I am. And, you know, now I am. So I truly believe that if you want to be something in life, you really just have to pretend you are. You already have it. You already are that thing, that version of you. And you're going to achieve it. You know what I mean?
I feel like I found my twin, bro. This is some crazy.
Exactly. Dude, twin.
Twin, bro. You got to fake it till you make it. You know, you just got to... Honestly, it's hard to stay true to yourself when you don't even know who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird.
And I feel like to know who you are, you have to... I don't think that escaping or distracting yourself from your problems is the solution, in my opinion. I think that the way that to really get over the things is to say it out loud and to tell yourself, okay, this is how I feel and this is who I am. Let me... change that. Let me become better, you know, while still become better while also accepting the fact that you are enough at the same time. You know what I mean?
Honestly, yeah, it's hard to find, like, what's the word?
The balance?
A balance, but also trying to find out what worth is.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find out what worth is for a minute, and it's like, you know, you gotta, like, really, like, find where, not where you shine, but, like, also, like, how do I explain this?
Like, your value just outside of, like, all the external voices and all the ideas of, like, preconceived, like, oh, am I this, am I that? It's really know, like, what you are worth when truly you're by yourself and, like, you know?
Exactly. It's like, you know, sometimes people can see stuff in you that you won't even notice in yourself.
Yeah.
So, but, like, you want to see it for yourself, too. So, it's like, it's all... It's about balance.
Exactly. Yeah.
But honestly, I think it's a cool premise. I love the messages behind your songs.
Thank you.
The ideas, the concepts. Concept albums are my favorite types of albums.
Yeah.
It's just a completely different world. And like, it makes you feel something different.
You know
what I mean? What was the process behind that, like, ideology specifically?
Like, I grew up listening to a lot of very emotional music. Like, just before even listening to hip-hop, my dad listened to a lot of alternative, a lot of, I guess, emo type in a way. He listens to everything, but, like, that really influenced me in a lot of ways and in what I make now. And then in my teenage years, I listened to a lot of, you know, Juice WRLD, all those stuff. And, you know, even to this day, I still listen to it. And what I really admire about, you know, artists that... you know, like Juice WRLD or like from that era, Trippie Redd, X, all those guys. What I really appreciate about those guys is that they, you know, wear their emotions on their sleeves, right? And they got me through tough times. So I feel like now that I'm in a position that I can make music, I feel like not only do I want to, you know, get all my frustrations out there on a canvas, but I also want people to paint on that canvas and to draw in their own kind of you know, sorrows and stuff and put it in the music and basically turn it into something positive, you know?
Honestly, I love that. I think that's the best thing I've heard in a minute when it comes to, like, pushing art. A lot of people, when they make art, and not just music in general, but art, it's not that they lack a motive, but sometimes, like, the reason behind it is, like, oh, I just want to be someone, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
But now this one, it's like, there's, it's more in depth.
Right.
And I think it's like such a cool premise.
Thank you.
And we're going to see this in two more of your songs, Attachment Issues and Soul, which was the first song I've ever heard from you. And this is the one where I just got hooked onto your music.
Shit.
You excited?
I'm excited.
I'm excited, bro. And after that, bro, we're going to do a little freestyle. You know?
Woo!
It's going to be lit.
All right.
All right, bro. So, guys, Attachment Issues and Soul by Bad Kenny. Let's get it.
attachment issues, gun to my hair, got attachment issues, yeah. Then I fucked on a bitch, she got attachment issues, yeah. I gotta admit, I got attachment issues. My mind is crazy, so I put a bunny in the head of a devil, cause I'm a misfit, I guess I was born to rebel. Bitch, I'm a killer, but I still love you till I die. For you, I go just right, I go to hell when invited. Purgatory, I'm in it, I'm already dead, and I still got unfinished business. This is my story of how I died only minutes after you told me that we were done, we're finished.
I'm sorry that I hurt you. Sorry that I'm a nightmare. Sorry that I hurt you. Sorry, girl, I'm sorry. Girl, I'm hiding. I am playing you. I am bending the rules. Girl, I'm sorry to be hiding. That I'm so insecure. And I deal with it alone. And your name comes up on my phone when I'm driving on the way to home. Distracted, won't look at the road. And it's raining, it's so cold. I'm looking at your tab, and you're telling me it's over. Cause I wasn't looking at the road, I drift around and I crash, crash, crash. Now I'm dead and you tell me you never care. You see my ghost haunt you every night, but you tell me you're never scared. You didn't care about a funeral, you didn't care. That's why I got attachment issues, I ain't talking about my gun. Attachment issues, attachment issues, gun on my hair. Got attachment issues, yeah. Then I fucked on a bitch, she got attachment issues, yeah. I gotta admit, I got attachment issues. My mind is crazy, so I put a bounty in the head of a devil. Cause I'm a misfit, I guess I was born to rebel. Bitch, I'm a killer, but I still love you till I die. For you, I go just right, I go to hell when invited. Purgatory, I'm in it, I'm already dead. My story of how I died only minutes after he told me that we were done, we're finished.
I should.
Yeah, I'm not gonna run away. Yeah, I'm not gonna run away.
I'm not gonna run away from all the business. I'm not gonna run away, bitch, you tripping.
I'm not a thug, but I still be a menace. I'm finna pull up on these salty bitches. I'm finna pull up and cock it back to you like some cowboy business. But listen, you're not, and I ain't no bounty hunter, but I ain't bounty hunt you. It is my new thing. Pull up in a new range, a rover. Am I gonna never end, a holster? Cause I know the devil trying to holler. Cause I know the devil trying to get to me. Cause I look in the mirror and all I see. When I look into my eyes, I be like R.I.P. When I look into your eyes, I don't see a thing. Don't see a thing, don't hear a thing. Cry me a river to siren. But I still got a gun, I do the race. So join us, won't feel thing. Welcome to Nephron, the Nephron location.
Take my soul away, okay. Take it.
I should run away. I should. Yeah, I'm not gonna run away. Yeah, I'm not gonna run away.
Take my soul away, okay.
Take it. I should run away. I should. Yeah, I'm not gonna run away. Yeah, I'm not gonna run away.
I'm not gonna run away from this damage. I know you're cheating, girl. I can't stand it. And I'm finna pull up with it all. Girl, I'm buying. I'm got shit buying. Get you some motion, yeah. Feel alone, enjoy the Nephron location, yeah. Like pulling with a gun, I'll be a bitch, yeah. It's a Mac 11 all up in the mix. Then I summon that pussy like her name anymore. Don't be for computers, my name not be more. On one hand, I'm trying to be the hardest. On the other hand, I'm trying to stay modest. On the other hand, I'm trying to stay with you, with you.
Welcome to my mind, where anything can...
anything can be what I want. It's a collection of my heartbreaks, my triumphs, and everything in between. Hope you enjoy.
'16 '90, we back at it again, bro. Two back-to-back bangers once again. Attachment Issues and Soul by Bad Kenny, bro.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling, man?
Bro, I feel good. Those are like two of my favorite songs, honestly.
Dude, honestly, they're both fire.
Yo, I got a shout out to the producer of Attachment Issues, Zef J. He's an artist I met on TikTok, actually.
Real shit.
From Cyprus.
Damn.
Yeah, we like locked in. I have another song with him. It's my biggest song, so like shout out to him. You know, he made the beat. We actually like first time I tried to drop it, it had a sample, but like it didn't get cleared, so I had to like reswitch the beat and everything. But
right,
yeah, we made it work. You know what I mean?
Honestly, that's the perfect thing to do, bro. Honestly, it's when the sample clears, everything works
exactly.
Out. It's my favorite part of the night, man. Guess what it is, bro? Guess what's happening right now?
What is it?
The quote of the day.
Quote of the day.
The quote of the day, bro. I've been waiting to ask you this for 5 months. 6 months. No, sorry. Six. This happened last week, too. Oh, man. Okay. Bad Kenny, what is the quote of the day?
So, I already kind of said it, which is fake it till you make it.
Mm.
But I would say that beyond that, I would say is to really be happy with yourself while still striving to be the best version of yourself.
Right.
I don't believe in perfection because I believe that every single day you're put on this earth, you have an opportunity to be better than who you were yesterday. So until you die, you know, like just be happy with yourself, but keep pushing, keep being better. You know what I mean? And pat yourself on the back when you have to. You know, also whenever you mess up, you mess up and you admit it and you don't run away from things and you just keep on pushing and become better, you know?
I needed to hear that, Loki, man. That was beautiful. I like that.
Thank you.
You gotta give credit where credit is due. I think it's important to always, you know, acknowledge every success, but like also at the same time, believe in yourself.
Exactly.
Type shit. And yo, before we get into a little freestyle, before we get into this crazy freestyle, what else could we expect from you? What's in the future for Bad Kenny?
So as of right now, I'm currently rolling out the rest of the album. It's still a lot of songs that are about to come out. Then after that, for sure, I have a lot of marketing outside of the online marketing that I'm really trying to push and trying to just build this world. And one thing is that this album is not, once you press the last track and you finish it, it's not the end of the world, but rather the start of it, I would say.
Okay, that shit.
So I have a lot of I already have another album already planned out.
Damn, the sequel?
Yeah, it's not necessarily a sequel, but rather kind of like a continuation of the world. You know what I mean? And it'll go through different topics that I may have touched on in that album, but it's going through a different era of my life. You know, like I would say that Nephron Location is from 2020 really, all to like 2025. I would say that's the album. And then this new one is going to be a lot more kind of my current and my fears and my current things, while also looking more at like a brighter type of production and everything, you know?
I like that. It kind of like contradicts itself. It's like a paradox.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for this album? Or?
Yes.
Ooh.
I have a name.
Okay. You want to keep it under wraps or you want to give us a little...
I could give you a little snippet.
A little snippet.
It's called Bad Internet.
Wait, that's actually kind of tough.
Yeah, Bad Internet.
That's actually kind of tough. I like that.
Yeah, it's I guess as of right now, the main concept for it is really just kind of like a feeling of disconnect.
Okay.
I can't say more because even I still haven't fully figured it out, but it for sure will kind of explore feelings of being disconnected to a lot of things, to yourself, to other people, to love, to hate, to whatever it may be. But for sure, it's going to be about disconnect, and it's about kind of finding yourself through this current era that we live in of like everybody's connected, yet no one really is talking, you know?
Dude, honestly, it's like, that's actually a crazy ass concept. Actually, yeah, not gonna lie.
I need to live up to it though. That's the thing. I'm still making the music, so.
Yo, honestly, I trust you. Honestly, if there's someone that can pull this off, it's definitely you.
Thank you.
Awesome, real shit. But yo, without further ado, bro, you ready for the freestyle?
Yes, sir.
Bro, run it. 1690. We find a freestyle right now, live on the air. Bad Kenny freestyling. Let's get it. Okay. Let's see what we got.
Can you turn me up?
Turn you up.
I'm about to go to the back, ooh. You know that I find an attack, ooh. Yeah, you know I keep attack, ooh. Look at my wrist. Yeah, turn me up.
Okay, go get it.
Yeah. Get okay. It. Okay. Yo. Bitch, I be back in the city. Fucking a bitch, you know that she be with me. Yeah, you know I'ma just go to the back. Yo. I'ma just go to the back. I got. Yeah, you know then I'm. Wait, hold on. I'ma just go. I'ma show on. Yeah, you know I leave the show on. Yeah, you know I got. Yeah, I'ma just go to the shower. Ooh, look at me, I got the power. I am the man of the hour.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know I got a. Yeah, I got to smell like a flower. Ooh, I got to smell like a. Yeah, I got the fragrance. Yeah, fucking the laces. Ooh, bitch, I be staying all night. Ooh, fucking that bitch, she be by. Ooh, you know that she by the night. Ooh, you know that I do it right.
Woo!
Yeah, sipping on drink. Ooh, yeah, eating the rice. Ooh, yeah, she do me right. Ooh, yeah, I'ma just go to the left. Ooh, like Mike, I hear you right.
Ooh, ooh.
I might hit you with the right.
Mm.
You know that. Yeah, I'm not the best at this, but I'ma just get that. I like practice, but I'm fine to get that shit. Ooh, I'm fine to get that shit. Ooh, yeah, get that shit. Fuck, I'm losing my flow, but hold on.
Hold on.
Hop on that shit real quick.
Hop on that shit real quick. Bad little bitch in my.
Bad little bitch, and she thick. Ooh, you know she love my shit. Ooh, you know she flex that shit. Ooh, you know she loving on me. Ooh, you know she loving on me. Ooh,
what?
I got the power, man of the hour. Fucking a bad bitch, you know she's sour. Yeah, sipping on water, I'm sipping on drink. Yeah, driving around in a Rari. Then I drive around in a tank. Ooh, yeah, I know I got a. Yeah. Look at my pockets, they stack up. Fucking that bitch, she don't back up. Yeah, look at the cops, they be calling. Ooh, they calling for backup. Ooh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know then I. Yeah, you know that I.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo,
hold on.
We got two more beats.
Two more beats. Hold on. I need to freestyle better. Hold on.
You got this. You're doing great. Ooh, what's this?
Never heard these beats before too.
Oh, okay. You doing this?
Wait, turn me up a bit more.
Turn me up a bit more.
Yeah, I really need to hear that shit like loud. Hold on.
Let me put the beat louder.
Perfect.
Yeah,
dap up. Yeah, wrap it up. This beat is fire. Yeah, this beat is fire. I got flow, I gotta go. Yeah, rapping all day. Then I'ma go to a show. I'ma just go to a show. Yeah, I gotta blow. Fucking a bit in the back of the. Yeah, I know, then I'ma burn it up. Burn it up just like the stove. You know, I hit the road. Fucking that bitch hit the road. You know that I got the. Yeah, I got the gold. You got the silver. Yeah. Look at that bitch. Yeah, she from Quiver. Look at my wrist. Should it be silver too? Yeah, I got a Lambo too. Yeah, I got a girl to the back. Count it up like two.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hit you in my ride. Yeah, I'm finna die. But I'm finna go up in the sky. I'm finna smoke it all tonight.
Bad little bitch, she tempting. In my mind, complexing. Shawty, she all tempting. Bad little bitch, she miss me. Bad little bitch, she
Yeah, sipping on drink. Yeah, that bitch is tipsy. She loving on me. I'ma get the hickeys. I fucked that up, but it's okay though. I'ma just go hit the halo. Yeah, you know, I gotta shoot him up. Like my name, it be Halo.
Ooh,
then I'ma hit with the Play-Doh. Fucking that bitch, she okay though. Yeah, you know, I'm finna grow to the back of the crib. I'ma get it like, I'm finna hit me a pocket. Yeah, you know, I keep a
rocket. We got one more beat. We got one more minute.
Ooh, shit is smooth as hell. Yeah, hit you in your face, I drop a shell. Yeah, find a grub to the back and the front. Ooh, yeah, smoking on. Bitch, I be smoking on runs. Ooh, psych, I be lying to. Yeah, I be driving to. Yeah, I got wet in my cup, but I'm drying it. Yeah, I be frying it. Yeah, I be fried as shit. Yeah.
Hey, shawty, you gonna cap me in a minute?
Yeah.
Shawty, you gonna cap me in a minute?
Yeah.
in a minute, yeah, kept me in a minute, yeah. Ooh. Ay, in a minute, yeah, kept me in a minute, yeah.
Ooh. I got a gun, and the bullet's unlimited.
He doesn't actually have it, don't worry.
Unlimited. I'm about to go to the back of the studio. I'm about to make so many songs, yeah. You know, I'm looking at Rubia, yeah. Yeah, she be loving on me. Yeah, she be loving on me. She look at me through the glasses. Yeah, that shit is 3D. Yeah, you know she smash it. Yeah, you know she pass it. Yeah, you know she pass it. Yeah.
Yo, good shit, man. Honestly, shout out to you, bro.
Bro, first freestyle ever on the radio,
first
bro.
First freestyle radio on the radio, bro. First freestyle on the radio by Bad Kenny, bro. What an incredible episode, bro. Yo. Thank you so much for pulling up, man.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks to you, man.
Thank you, bro. This is an amazing
episode. That was a crazy episode.
This is an amazing episode indeed, bro. This is 1690. Catching you with Bad Kenny, White Boy with Sauce, Cammy in the background taking the pictures type shit.
Exactly.
And who else we got? We got who else?
We got my boy Korai here. We got my sister Lana.
Shout out. Yes, sir. Shout out to everyone.
Yeah, Eman.
Eman, that's what's up. Everyone pulled up. Beautiful night. Well, it's raining, but who cares? We lit. See y'all next week for another
shout out to everybody.
Episode.
Good night, everybody.
69, man. Let's get it.
Gumption to fuck with that.